This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at WorldSweeper.com. I have on the phone with me Tony Metcalf, who is the president of Brothers Cleaning Services Incorporated, and they are located in Springfield, Oregon. Are the WorldSweeper.com November 2010 Contractor of the Month, and congratulations and welcome.
Thank you, Ranger.
Tony, it says on your website, which is quite nice, by the way, that you founded this in 1973 and were looking to do something while you pursued college and maybe got a better offer by going into business. But tell me how you got to start, where you've been from there, and take it away.
A friend and I in college had done some janitorial work, and it was just part-time. We graduated, and that was in 72, and then the year after that, we were actually up in Alaska, Ranger, and two of us were deciding what we were going to do with our degrees. His was in fine art, and mine was in anthropology and sociology. We didn't quite know what to do, but we thought we would go back to Oregon, maybe a smaller college town, think about working on a master's degree and our respective majors. And so we moved to Eugene, home of the University of Oregon Ducks, and started a part-time janitorial and residential carpet cleaning business with very little money, and borrowed $1,200 from Bob's dad and bought a couple pieces of equipment, and that was the beginning of Brothers Cleaning Services, and that was 1973. We hired a few employees a year later, a couple of employees, and spent, I would say we were doing about 50-50, residential carpet and upholstery and the janitorial, which was evening work primarily. Then we met a person named Mike Dyke. Mike, he, in 1978, moved down to California, and there he worked as a sales manager for his brother who built parking lot sweepers, and Mike brought one back up. Actually, he lived down there for a short while, moved back to the Eugene-Springfield area, and here he started his own sweeping service. He did that for about a year, year and a half, and decided to move down, actually to move down then to become sales manager for his brother.
Which is was Mr. Air at the time and has now become Masco Sweepers.
That's right.
Most of our listeners will know that, but in case they don't.
That's right. So anyway, Mike wanted to leave rainy Oregon and move down to San Jose area, and he did that and said, here, I'll sell you my sweeping accounts for a small amount of money, and you can have the sweeper. And so we did that. We diversified. That was about 1978, 79, and it was a good match for the janitorial business that we had, because many of our buildings, mostly office buildings, medical and some high-tech, there was a little bit of that back in the late 70s, early 80s, or industrial facilities, then we used the parking lot sweeping service as an add-on that got us started in the parking lot sweeping.
And now you continue that and do some amount of sweeping throughout Eugene, Springfield?
Yes, we do. We continued to develop that into the business. As I say, we do quite a few of the janitorial accounts that we take care of on a daily basis, and those are contract accounts. We are also then doing many of their parking lots, and usually, well, depending on the building, what kind of a facility it is, it's either weekly or monthly, sometimes every other week or twice a month on the sweeping. This time of year, we have a lot of leaves coming down, and so there's some extra charge with the leaves. And yet it's been a very good diversification, so we're glad we've been doing it.
If you would, talk a little bit about the idea of diversification and how that can work into a business. I know there are a lot of sweeping contractors out there that are finding their margins getting a little more squeezed, and the national vendors moving in and trying to cut margins and so forth. How do you approach your current customer that you might have other services with and talk to them about sweeping? I'm sure that the reverse would hold true if you were doing their sweeping and talking to them about another service.
That's right, Ranger. When you have a janitorial account, and if it's a fairly large one, it could be a small one, but a large one that has a fairly large parking lot that needs some kind of service or maintenance in their parking lot, it's fairly easy to because you're there, of course, already you have a foot in the door, and it's easy to give them a bid. I mean, it's just a very, I don't know anyone has refused to let me give them a bid if they're already a janitorial customer. And the nice thing about that is we all know that the bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. So you've got a contract, let's say it's a $1,000 contract for janitorial per month. You have a parking lot sweeping service going. It's, as I say, easy to give them a bid, and if they've already got a service, well, it's because they're a customer of yours right now. You're billing them already with the janitorial. You're not having to set up a new account. They're a customer, hopefully, that's been paying up to date, and they're reliable. And so adding another service like parking lot sweeping could be, you know, some other diversification like carpet cleaning too. But speaking of parking lot sweeping, power sweeping, it's pretty easy to get those accounts if you've already got them as a janitorial service. Those who don't have a parking lot sweeping service, there is the investment of the equipment. There is used equipment these days. And the key for that, of course, is to have someone who's on your staff. It'd be nice if you had a person who was the operator that was mechanically inclined. That's very important. We've discovered that, and then that person can do some of the small repairs and maintenance on the equipment. And that's another important thing to consider when you want to diversify into parking lot sweep.
Of course, most of the listeners are going to be in sweeping and heading in another direction, and I wonder that, you know, many of them probably have not thought about the idea of doing inside janitorial and carpet cleaning and those kinds of things. It strikes me that the invested capital would be less to do that than it is to, you know, move into sweeping. Does the same hold true that to move into an indoor service like that, that what you need to do is gather around you people that are good at doing janitorial, know what to do, know how to do all those services and what machines are best or what products are best and environmentally safe, and move from there?
Yeah, that's real important. And when you say environmentally safe, that's another issue these days. A lot of communities are awfully concerned about going green and concerned about the environment, and many of our laws and regulations are heading that direction. And yes, if a person is doing sweeping and wants to diversify into something like the janitorial, it's quite a natural. It could be outside maintenance. It could be indoor maintenance on a daily basis, like an office building or medical facility. It's real important to have a good person who is going to be there at night. Of course, sweeping typically is nighttime, unless it's doing apartments, something like that. But the janitorial, it's your personnel. When they're in a building, you've got to have trust in those people that are in those buildings, and that is key. Finding someone who can go into those buildings and work with people, supervise people. It's people intense, but it is a very natural diversification for somebody who's already doing something like parking lot sweeping.
One of the things I know that you will have gained by being primarily janitorial and then sweeping is that people are used to seeing the results up close and personal, unlike a parking lot where you may or may not notice that somebody dumped their ashtray or pieces of paper as close as you're going to see was, you know, how does my office look when you get done with it every day. So I would think that would be a natural going both directions, that the sweeping contractor getting into doing janitorial and indoor type services can springboard the same thing by saying, you know, you're used to us doing a good job at night when we're unsupervised. We can do the same thing for you inside your building that we're doing for you outside now.
Yeah, exactly. That's very true. Another diversification, Ranger, would be pressure washing. I imagine there are quite a few people in the sweeping business to do pressure washing. Of course, when you do a big pressure washing job on sidewalks or driveways, mostly concrete I'm speaking of, could be asphalt. Especially here in the Northwest, you have a lot of black algae and moss that collects, and that's going into the parking lot, so you need to use the parking lot sweeping, and that's an add-on. When you do a pressure washing job, come by and do the sweep afterwards. So that's a real natural. Even exterior windows, which can be part of janitorial service, but there are window cleaning companies that take care of the outside of the building that don't have to be on the inside of the building. So if someone who's doing parking lot sweeping, maybe pressure washing, didn't want to do the interior of a building, then another outside service would be window washing. And that's a fairly natural diversification as well.
Well, Well, good point. And it's also, again, something that doesn't take the kind of capital that it takes to get into to sweeping. And I think a lot of times sweeping contractors will think, okay, I'm on the parking lot, rather than saying I'm on this type of business primarily. I'm on a mall business, or I'm on my primary accounts are, you know, apartments or whatever they are, retail stores and so forth. Instead, they have the failing of thinking, well, I'm on asphalt with my truck, so, gee, maybe I can fix potholes, maybe I can line stripe, which only needs to happen once every few years. You know, maybe I can seal coat, which only happens once every few years. And yet, the kinds of services you're talking about are going on pretty much on a daily basis, the indoor janitorial. I don't know how often window services go on, but certainly more often than striping your parking lot.
2 to 4 times a year on the exterior of windows is very common. The capital involved is not much at all, and again, just having a good, reliable person that takes some supervision but doesn't need to take a lot, and that's you can get a lot of windows cleaned in a night. It can be a real steady contract business.
I see that you have a daily service checklist that you have for your indoor janitorial. Do you have anything like that you found is needed outside for the parking area sweeping? Do you do any kind of checklists for property conditions or anything like that?
We haven't done anything like that, Ranger. At least at this point, it hasn't been anything we've found necessary or the customer really asking for. But we sure do want our people to be conscientious if they notice anything that's been damaged or sometimes graffiti, vandalism, those kinds of things. We do encounter those things, and we want our people to report those things to us so that we can call the customer. I'll tell you, being vigilant like that, watching out for the customer beyond just the cleaning that we're doing, is it means a lot to them, and that really builds a bond.
Are there any other kinds of tips that you can provide as just general business tips for being successful in a service business?
Well, of course, building the bonds. Ranger, it's a people business. Service is service to people, and it's very important for us to build a strong relationship with our customers. And that takes some PR. I've sure learned over the years that if you mess up, admit it right away, say you're sorry, and move on. And most people are very gracious about accepting that apology and moving on. And sometimes that can actually be an opportunity to build a bond. It's the people business, letting people know that you appreciate the business that they've given you, and it sure goes a long ways in keeping that contract by making that contact with those people on a regular basis and thanking them for their business.
I noticed that you also handle outside sales for the company. Is that a way that you keep in contact with your customers and have a better pulse on your business?
Yes, it is. It is. I try to do that. I have one other part-time salesperson that helps me with the outside sales, but a lot of my work is going out, doing the bidding, and then when I'm driving by a regular customer that we've got, I'll stop in and say hi and say thanks. I like that. I don't want to get away from meeting the customer on a regular basis.
Well, I think it's so crucial, and we can add parenthetically, in this economy especially, there's a lot of emphasis more being made on that now than there had been otherwise. To contact your customers and to do that without having something to sell them, you're not, you know, you don't even have a special to offer them. You're just saying, how am I doing? Is there anything further we can do?
Right.
And it's so critical.
Right. It really is. It really is. I agree.
I see one of the links on your website is sustainable solutions, and I really like that. Environmental, green, it's all very topical these days, but sustainable is sort of a different feel to it. I really like that. Have you had feedback from your customers about your emphasis clearly on, you know, being sustainable, being environmental?
It's growing. The appreciation for that is growing. It was about 6 or 7 years ago that one of our chemical suppliers started making in Wilsonville, Oregon, the Coast White Company, which has been around a while, but they started making the green products, and they called their phrase, sustainable solutions. They had some terrific products, still do. We started about, as I say, 6 or 7 years ago using their products, and we are, in all of our buildings right now, we clean 100% with green products, green cleaning solutions. No more ammonia, no more bleach in the buildings, and green or sustainable products are very good. At first, we wondered if they were going to be very good at doing the cleaning, but they have these coast-wide products are terrific. And we have a lot of customers that are asking for that now. I would say about half of our customers right now are asking for that. And when we bid accounts, janitorial accounts, or even carpet cleaning, they want to know that they're going to have a green cleaning and not some strong chemicals that come into their office environment.
Well, that makes even more sense than putting something down outside, because people are now getting a recognition that they're being exposed to those kind of chemicals in the long term, and they make a real difference. So.
Right, and for the operators, for our people that are doing the cleaning too, it's easier on them, it's healthier for them, and as you say, people in the building too, they're not breathing anything that's strong chemical.
I wanted to congratulate you on something else that I really liked on your website. That is that you have a link that's called Our Team. You're at the top of it, as you should be. You provide a little information about a variety of people in your company. You include a photo there on the website so that if I'm your customer or prospect, even somebody answers the phone or I work with one of the different aspects of your company, I have the opportunity to know who I'm talking to and have the opportunity to create a bond with the people in your firm. I think that is just very commendable to do, so congratulations on that.
Thank you, Ranger. Yeah, it's important to us. It sure is. And one thing that I would suggest to people in the service business is make sure that the customer, when they need you, can get a hold of you. It's probably one of the biggest complaints I get from about our competitors, over the years, and maybe now with cell phones it's not as much of a problem, but is contacting the janitorial service or the sweeping service when they have a problem or a concern or special need and they aren't able to get a hold of them. They get a recording and don't hear back for a day or two, and those kinds of responses are not appreciated by the customer. So getting a hold of us 24 hours, a supervisor at night or us during the day, and not a recording is a big deal to many of them.
That's a good addition to put in there, because I think that does make a big difference.
Yeah.
Certainly so.
Yeah, sure does.
Is there anything else that you'd add into the interview? I think we've touched most of the bases, but how would you like to wrap it up? One thing I'd like to bring out is that when you put reputation on one of your links here, I saw that you put it in bold. Each letter is capitalized, and it strikes me that that gives your team something that they need to shoot for, because they know that the company is being portrayed with a reputation all in capitals.
That's right. Yeah, it is very important. It's, again, going back to some of the things that I did say with regard to our accessibility and our dependability, and we've been around for, we're in our 38th year, and we have a good reputation in the community, and that means a lot to us, and it is something to uphold. And I think that having that track record, though it doesn't always win you a new account and save an account, it is a great place to start from, and to have that legacy is very important. We're glad to have that, and it's a challenge, but it's a worthy challenge to keep trying to maintain that reputation.
Well, I think it does make a lot of sense to have a high mark, to have your employees and yourself to be reminded this is our goal. And you have over 100 folks that work with you to do interior cleaning and so forth, service associates as you call them. And, that's a large-sized team for, now I'm in the Pacific Northwest also, so I know how large Eugene, Springfield market area would be, and we're not talking about Chicago here. So.
Right.
You've clearly command a lot of respect in your marketplace and are doing a good job, or you wouldn't be able to field a company of that size. So congratulations.
That's great. Well, thank you, Ranger. Then maybe the only last thing I would say in terms of developing business is networking. Join the chamber. Get involved. Don't expect membership in a Chamber of Commerce or Rotary Club or Kiwanis or whatever it might be to automatically give you new business. It just won't happen. But if you do join a leads group or one of these others, it's real important to get involved. And I know it takes time, but it really does pay off in the long run. It takes a while. It's the kind of networking that can really develop your business.
Well, I think that is a great place to leave it. I very much appreciate your time, and you're certainly a worthy company to be our Contractor of the Month. And again, we've been speaking with Tony Metcalf, the president of Brothers Cleaning Services Incorporated. They're located in Eugene, Springfield, a greater market area of Oregon State. They are the WorldSweeper.com Contractor of the Month for November 2010. Thanks again.
Well, thank you, Ranger, very much.